Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The first meeting between New York's mayor-elect and President Trump happening just hours from now at the White House.
President Trump and mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani haven't exactly seen eye to eye in the past few months.
If a communist gets elected to run New York, it can never be the same.
If there is any way to terrify a despot, it is by dismantling the very conditions that allowed him to accumulate power. So Donald Trump, since I know you're watching, turn the volume up.
But they'll finally be seeing each other face to face for the first time ever. A meeting which Mamdani says his team set up.
Because I will work with anyone to make life more affordable for the more than 8.5 million people who call this city home.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM at the White House.
An arrest has been made in a groping case involving a 16-year-old girl on a J train. Police say 63-year-old Anand Vishwa is now in custody. The incident happened Sunday night. The victim was riding northbound near Marcy Avenue when a man grabbed her and tried to kiss her while making lewd comments. She got away at Myrtle and Broadway. Vishwa stayed on board the train. He's now charged with forcible touching and sexual abuse. We have word that the FBI spied on a Signal group chat of immigration activists who were organizing court watch efforts in the city this spring.
Comptroller Brad Lander says it's a throwback to the days of J. Edgar Hoover.
The FBI is infiltrating and surveilling nonviolent, legal, constitutionally protected political activity.
His reaction?
I am outraged by it.
Some records obtained by The Guardian show the FBI spying on Signal group chats of court watchers, calling them, quote, anarchist, violent, extremist actors. Lander responded,
calling people violent extremists when the extremists are the ones who are conducting the abductions.
Friday morning, the comptroller and other elected officials also heading in to court watch. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM at 26 Federal Plaza.
The NYCLU released a statement saying that the FBI under President Trump, Pam Bondi, and Kash Patel is either delusional or misusing its enormous powers. They're calling on the NYPD to explain their role in this. We've reached out to both the NYPD and the FBI for comment. And the NYPD saying they're close to making a big arrest in the shooting of Jets cornerback Chris Boyd. Chief of Detectives Joe Kenny says investigators have tracked down a person seen on surveillance, but they aren't identifying him publicly just yet. Boyd was shot early Sunday on West 38th Street after an argument with a group of men outside the restaurant Say Less. Boyd remains hospitalized but is now stable, posting on Instagram that he's coming along and thanking fans for their support. With Black Friday and Cyber Monday just right around the corner, it's time to prepare for those pesky porch pirates. In a new survey, 1 in 7 American adults say they've had a package stolen in the last year. CNET senior writer Joe Suppin spoke to Wins.
We found that people are planning to spend around $300 each in having packages shipped this holiday season, which was up about $8 or $9 over last year. So significant amount of money that's just kind of going to be sitting on people's porches in a lot of cases.
71% of Americans say they now take extra measures, from video doorbells to asking neighbors to grab their packages or even just staying home to wait for them. A road rage incident early this morning in Midtown Manhattan left one man stabbed in the back. Police say the two men got into the road rage incident and pulled their cars over at West 49th Street and 7th Avenue. When the two men jumped out of their cars, a third person began recording the dispute. That's when one of the men stabbed the other in the back with some unknown object. The suspect then jumped into his white Jeep and fled the scene. The victim refused medical attention at the scene and was said to be in stable condition. Police say that investigation is ongoing. And police investigating a deadly stabbing at a NYCHA complex in Brownsville. A 48-year-old man, identified as Kevin Coleman, was found with multiple stab wounds just after 5:30 Wednesday evening in the Langston Hughes houses on Sutter Avenue. He was rushed to Brookdale Hospital but did not survive. So far, there have been no arrests, and detectives are still searching for a suspect. This marks the fifth homicide this year in the 73rd Precinct, which police data had shown had seen a sharp drop in murders compared to last year. A house in Syosset, Long Island, partially collapsed after a fire overnight went shooting through the roof.
The middle of the large, white, modern-style house collapsed from the fire. Thankfully, the parents and adult son managed to escape without being injured. 200 firefighters needed to battle this fire. The Red Cross says they will help the three residents. No word on what caused the fire. A neighbor was worried that the fire would spread to nearby homes, but the fire departments that battled this fire had it under control in about 1 hour. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Laurel Hollow, Long Island.
A Long Island woman has admitted to running a nationwide fentanyl business out of her garage. 46-year-old Carolyn Tolan pleaded guilty in Suffolk County to possessing a controlled substance and attempting to operate as a major trafficker. Prosecutors say she sold more than $75,000 worth of fentanyl, heroin, and cocaine between September of 2024 and March of this year, using the dark web, the mail, even Uber to make deliveries. Investigators recovered drugs, packaging materials, and shipment envelopes when they raided her garage in Center Reach. Tolan now faces up to 15 years in prison and is due back in court January 8th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.